Hello again. We're back with our second sample dialogue. If you've downloaded the PDF, you can read along. I'll be doing both voices. This time we have a short dialogue from Mark and David, and they're discussing their weekend. And then we have a few idioms at the bottom, and I'll go through those at the end. Hey, what do you do this weekend? I went to Seoul and met a new friend. Oh, how'd it go? Was all right. We went to Gyeongbok Palace. I didn't get my hopes up, but the palace was actually really nice. Yeah, I've been there too. It's a great place to visit. What'd you end up doing? I was supposed to go shopping for a new laptop, but that plan fell through. Yeah, the best laid plans. Yeah, maybe next weekend. So, you can see here, this dialogue is also pretty simple, but there's a few idioms that you might not be familiar with, and we can go through those now. The first one is get my hopes up or get your hopes up. And simply it means to have great expectations or to have really high expectations about something. So when Mark says, I didn't get my hopes up, he's saying, I didn't expect too much from the palace. I didn't expect it to be really beautiful or really exciting or really fun, but the palace was actually really nice. It was different from what I assumed. Get your hopes up or get my hopes up. The second idiom is best laid plans. The best laid plans. And I think this one is, this idiom is a little bit sarcastic in nature, but it's not hurtful or mean in any way. And it just means when Mark says, yeah, the best laid plans, he's saying it in response to David, who said, I was supposed to go shopping for a new laptop, but that plan fell through. So when Mark says the best laid plans, what he's saying is, yeah, it was a good idea, but see how far that got you. And again, it's not a mean expression at all. I say it a lot actually, but it's just kind of a sarcastic, kind of funny way to respond to David's not going shopping for a new laptop. And then lastly, David says fell through, right? But the plan fell through. And fell through simply means it didn't happen. I was supposed to go shopping, but the plan fell through. The plan didn't happen. And you can say that a lot. We were supposed to go out, but it didn't happen. We were supposed to meet up, but it fell through. The plans fell through. I was supposed to teach a class, but the plans fell through. I was supposed to sign up for a class, but the plans fell through. You can say it for almost anything that you intend to do, but it doesn't happen. Fell through. So, these are three idioms for this dialogue. Get my hopes up, or you can say get your hopes up. Best laid plans and fell through. So I think you guys can incorporate these and maybe even make your own dialogue or your own sample sentences using these. And definitely give me some feedback on the website and let me know if this was helpful. Okay? Again, the email address is englishinphrases@gmail.com. You can send your feedback. And the website, as always, is englishinphrases@yolasite.com. Talk to you guys soon. Bye bye.